BBC Radio 4 presents from the BBC Radio 4 Drama Theatre in London, before a live-in audience, the National Theatre of Brent, in The Arts and How They Was Done. Conceived and presented by myself, Desmond Olivier Dingle, who will also be playing all pivotal or lead-in roles during the episode. All supporting roles or walk-on parts will be played by members of the company. The members of the company are, in alphabetical order, Raymond Box.
Good evening.
Thank you. The Arts and How They Was Done. Six epic stories of how the arts come about and who done it and where.
Already no, I think that's me, Desmond.
Yes, thank you.
Shall I do it, Desmond, or would you prefer to
do it? No, you do it, Raymond.
I'm happy to step aside if he was wishing to take this
get
speech.
Get on with it,
right,
Raymond.
Right, thank you. Already, we have witnessed four famous moments in the world of the arts. We've done the cave paintings, the 16 chapels, the tragic building of the Taj Mahals, and the fascinated world of the Bronte sisters. But now, this week, join us, will you please, and put on your best top hat and tails and your glittering nightgown for a night at the opera!
Yes, the highly artistic, heady world of the opera, where art and temperament meet head on, where pride meets passion and tantrums meet tiaras. And all to the accompaniment of the world's greatest music the world has ever known.
Such as, for example, The Marriage of Figaro, The Demon Barbara of Seville, and, of course, the ever-popular hit The Sopranos. But tonight we are following the actual whole writing and history from pledge to stage
Madam Butterfly.
That's what I said, I just said it.
No, you didn't actually, Raymond. Madam
Did.
Butterfly. Tragic love story. You didn't actually, Raymond. Spanning two continents.
Indeed.
Raymond, would you just grow up, please? Across the imperial divide where the human heart...
You grow up.
I'm ignoring it, Raymond. ...meets the dictates of nations. So now, this week's episode of The Arts and How They Was Done, the true story of Madam Butterfly. Our story begins in the present. Not back then, when it was originally written in 19-something, but actually today.
Yes.
It is 10 o'clock in the morning, and already the Royal Opera House is a hive of activity. For today, an highly important artistic meeting is to be held.
Come in, please.
Thank you. May I sit down, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Anyway, are you the artistic director of the Royal Opera House?
I certainly am, yes. And who would you be, might I ask?
I am Mr. or Senior, obviously, Franco Zeffirelli, the well-known famous opera director.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, just the man we wanted to see. We've been thinking...
Really?
Yeah. ...of doing another opera.
That's a good idea. Which one in particular was you thinking?
Well, we was wondering if we might do the well-known poplar opera named... named Madame's Butterflies.
Oh, Madam Butterfly.
Yeah, I said that.
You didn't, actually. Good choice, if I might say so, and one of my own personal private favourites.
Oh, good, because it's one of my favourite personal privates, too. We were thinking of asking you to do it.
Well, I have got a lot on my plate at the moment. For example, all my films I'm doing and books I'm writing and similar things like that. I'll have to look at my personal private jet-setting diaries and telephone you with my decision from my Italian palazzo on the French Riviera.
All right, then. We'll wait here, bated breath, for your decision.
Now, let us leave the Royal Opera House in the midst of London's theatre land and travel to where it all began, i.e. Italy. In 1900 and... whatever, and travel post-haste to the country estate and personal villa of the leading composer of the time, Giacomo Puccini. See where he strolls through his Italian grounds with his elegant Italian wife, through the olive groves and sun-dried tomatoes of his Italian estate.
What is it, Giacomo Puccini? You're looking very down at heel, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yes, I am, as it happens.
But why, my darling husband?
Why? Because I've got to do an opera for the opera house in Italy, and I can't think of a single idea.
Oh, I don't know, husband. I'm thinking and thinking.
I'll just have to tell them I'm stumped, basically.
But wait a minute. What's this just arrived in the post? It's a big letter addressed to you. Shall I open it, my husband?
Righto. Though I can't imagine it'll change my state of mind. Yes, right. That's enough, Raymond.
Right. Thank you. Good heavens, look, two invitations to the Japanese exhibition currently on in Italy. Why don't we go to that then to take your mind off things?
Japanese exhibition? What's the point of going to that? What ideas could that possibly offer?
Oh, come on, do you come in your kimono? Just come half an hour.
Oh, all right then.
So what do you think, my husband?
Well, I must say it's more interesting than I expected. What a topsy-turvy world it all looks in Japan.
Yes.
Anyway, I very much enjoyed the unusual sushi lunch we just had. And looking at all them lovely ladies, or geisha girls, with their chopsticks in their hair. Handy for a quick snack when caught out without cutlery.
Right.
Not to mention their charming and uncomplaining manner. Look at that one over there, for example. Bowing to that handsome, pink-faced American naval officer in his white, clean-cut naval uniform.
Yes!
But wait a minute!
What, husband? What has possessed you suddenly?
I just had an idea.
An idea? What, precisely?
The story of a Japanese geisha girl, like that one there, with the butterflies on her geisha outfit, and a naval officer.
Japanese geisha girl, butterflies, naval officer. I can see it now.
Called? Yes, I know.
What?
Madam or Madama Butterfly.
How intriguing.
Yes. Good heavens, it's all appearing before me suddenly. But the naval officer, what can he be called when he's at home?
The pink-faced naval officer with a naval hat on?
Yes.
Why not Lieutenant Pinky hat on?
Not quite right, but perhaps if you shorten it a little, something like Lieutenant Pink hat on.
Pinkerton!
That's it.
Pinkerton!
Yeah.
Pinkerton!
Yeah, lovely, Raymond. Very good. Yeah. Quick, let's go home, because I got to do the music as well, don't forget.
That's right. Mustn't forget that. Because that's the whole point of opera, isn't it? The singing.
Spot on, Mrs. P. Come on, I could just make the deadline in the nick of time. 1 week to write an entire opera. It's a tough one, but I might just do it.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back at Covent Garden at the Royal Opera House in the 20th century, the director and his colleagues are waiting bated breath for Franco Zeffirelli's decision.
Come in, please.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, Lord Franco, I can barely bear the suspense. Have you made your mind up, please?
Yes, I have, as it happens. And I have decided, after much consideration, I'll do the famous opera of Madame Butterfly at the Royal Free Opera House in London's Dickering West End.
That's marvellous news!
So let's get on with the casting.
The casting? How exciting! So, who did you have in mind for the casting, precisely?
Well, for the title role of Madame or Madama Butterfly, I was thinking of the world-famous lady opera singer, Dame Kiri herself.
Dame Kiri de Can-Anonima? But would she do it, do you think?
Yes, I've already asked her, and she said she will.
Well, that's absolutely marvellous, Norman.
Good. Well, let's get on with it.
All right, then.
Come on, everybody. Let's start rehearsing. Only 7 days to curtain up.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back in 1904, Puccini was working against the clock. Mm-hmm.
husband in 1984.
Hello, my wife, Mrs. Puccini.
How's it going, then, with your new opera, my darling?
It's going really well, as it happens.
Sounds lovely.
Thank you.
But what's the story? Can you tell it to me, please?
Yes, I certainly can. It is set in old Japan, where a young and lovely geisha girl is strolling along the Japanese seafront. Suddenly, a lovely young sailor appears before her in his trim young white naval uniform.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
And who might you be, please?
I am Madame Butterflies, by name and nature.
I never seen no one so radiant and lovely.
Oh.
And I was... And I was wondering...
Yeah?
Would you be interested in becoming my wife at all?
Your wife? I do not know, seeing as I am but a simple Javanese fishwife, and you are but a slim and slender, smooth-talking American sailor with all your fascinating tales of life overseas. In particular, America!
Yes, and my hometown of New York.
New York?
Yes, and we will go barefoot in the park and stay in the Plaza Suite and have breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yes, please. You're turning my head and no mistake.
And so they live together in a little Japanese house with little Japanese decorations of flower arrangements and origami things, with its delicate sliding screens made of Japanese rice paper. Then, one day...
Hello, Pinky.
Hello. You're looking very perky.
Oh, thank you. Guess what?
What?
I have news.
News? News? What news?
I'm having a baby.
A baby?
Yes, a little tiny baby butterfly.
How lovely.
You don't mind?
Why should I mind?
Oh, I thought you might be angry.
No, how could I be? 'Cause I love you.
Oh, my husband, my darling Signor Puccini, the composer. What happens next? What happens next?
Then a terrible thing happens.
Oh, no, what?
His ship sails away and takes him to America.
So what happens? What happens?
Well, she has her little baby. And then waits on the quayside awaiting his return, waiting for the tiny plume of smoke on the horizon. And every day she waits, babe in arms. And then... one fine day...
What? What?
She spies a single tiny wisp of smoke far away on the horizon.
And then what happens?
I have to finish the opera and then I'll tell you.
But you've hardly got no time till the opening night.
Don't worry. I'll have it done by tea time.
Right.
And close the door if you wouldn't mind, please.
Righto.
Thank you. Right. I'll just write an ending. I think a happy ending would be easiest, so here goes. Pinky Pinkerton comes home, sees a little baby, a little Pinky, obviously, and takes Madam or Madama Butterfly and little Pinky back to New York, and they all live happily ever after on 42nd Street. So, there we are. Finished. Well, thank goodness. That wasn't too painful. Easy. So I think I'll just go for my tea now. I suddenly feel all strange and unsettled all of a sudden. It's getting cold all of a sudden also. What can it be, I wonder? Something's making me feel very uneasy. What can the matter be? Well, everything's fine with my new opera, isn't it? Isn't it? What's happening in my interior creative being?
My husband! My husband, Signorini Pagini! Where are you? Why are they all booing? What's happening? I thought this opera was going to be the opera that puts you back on the top again. That the year 1904 would be the year of your comeback.
Come back? I should, Coco. Come up and small-like. No, it's finished, you hear me? My whole career's gone up the swanny, or swanini, as you say in Italian. We are ruined.
Ruined? Ruined? But are you sure?
Yes. Listen to the booing.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But can showbiz be so cruel?
Yes, it certainly can, and no mistake. We'll all be out on our ear, you mark my words.
Out on our ear? But how will we live? Where shall we go?
We shall have to give up our massive villa and be homeless hermits.
Oh, no, I don't want to live in Aston Villa with Herman's hermits.
It's me, it's all my fault.
Oh, no, mine husband, do not blame yourself.
I must.
Why?
Because all the time I was right in the end.
Yeah?
I could hear mine inner voice calling me, telling me not to do the happy ending, but to look deeper into my deep inner pain of my deep inner being. The happy ending was a cop-out, you hear me? A cop-out.
What do you mean, precisely? I do not understand these mad words you're saying.
I refuse to hear the voice of mine own soul. I forgot to go into the long night journey into night, to the whole center of my whole being, and find the true ending of the opera.
The true ending of the opera? And what is the true ending of the opera?
It's too late now. Listen to him booing, ringing in my ears.
Then write the true ending before it's too late.
Write it? They've only given me 24 hours. I can't do it in that time.
You must, my husband, to save your reputation and be true to your heart.
All right, then. Quickly, hand me your illustrated souvenir programme and I'll write it on the back.
Meanwhile, back at the Opera Gardens of Covent Garden, another drama is about to strike the production.
Dame Kiri in your costume, please. Dame Kiri in your costume, please. Opera starts in 3 minutes. Opera starts in 3 minutes.
Thank you. Oh, Signor Zeffirelli, there you are. How's it all going, then?
Things couldn't be better, thanks for asking, Director of the Royal Opera House.
Marvellous. And how's Dame Kiri, may I ask? Hope she hasn't got butterflies?
Very good.
Yeah.
But seriously, how is our world-famous beaver?
Diva?
Diva. Diva. Diva.
She's in marvellous voice and is just enjoying a hot cup of scalding hot coffee before she goes on stage in 3 minutes' time.
Lovely. Oh, no! Look, she's spilt her scalding cup of cut coffee all over the butterfly costume. Oh, no! What'll we do?
Right, that's it. I've had enough. We'll have to cancel the entire whole opera. I'm having a tantrum, if you want to know.
Oh, no! Then we'll all be ruined and the whole of London will have to close. What will we do? What will we do?
Excuse me?
Not now, please. There's a crisis going on.
I think I can help.
Oh, really? And who might you be, please?
I am but an humble dresser.
And where are you from, precisely?
Cardiff.
So you're a Welsh dresser?
I am, actually.
But I can't stand round chit-chat-chatting all day long.
No, but I've got an idea. I could run up the curtains.
That would be extremely dangerous, and you'd only have yourself to blame if you fell off and hurt yourself.
No, what I mean is, I just noticed the curtains in Dame Kiri's dressing room are exactly the same as her butterfly costume.
So?
So I could make her a new costume.
But you've only got 2 minutes. Do you think you can do it?
Well, stranger things have happened in the mad world of showbiz. It's certainly a crazy harebrained scheme, but it might just work. How's that?
Perfect! 10 seconds to go. Get her into a costume. Get that curtain up and on with the show. How are you doing, mine husband? Only 1 minute to go. Have you finished your true ending of the opera?
Nearly finished, Madame Puccini. I'm in the pain.
Sorry to ask you to go through this.
It's all right. I am an artist. I have to. There, I done it. It nearly killed me, but I done it.
Oh, well done, my husband, and with seconds to spare, let's have a look.
What do you think?
It's brilliant, Signor Husband, my husband Puccini. The best thing you've ever done, in my view.
Thank you very much.
Quick, to the opera house with a new ending, and better hurry up, because the first night's happening any minute. Coachman, to the Italian Opera House this moment, and don't spare the horses. But look, my little butterfly son, you are nearly 5 now.
I am, yes. Are we going to the Japanese harbour once again to see when the boat comes in? We are, yes. But look! Oh, a boat! And look, I can't believe my eyes. It's him in his lovely young slim pink uniform. Quick, I'm going to put on my wedding outfit. There. How do I look?
Lovely, Mother.
Hello, Pinky.
Oh, hello.
You come back after all these years?
Yes.
I knew you would.
Right.
Look, I've got my wedding dress on.
So you have?
Anyway, I've got all my bags packed ready for America and my seasick tablets, or quells. Oh, and by the way, this is our little son, little Master Butterfly, or Trouble, as he's also known.
Lovely.
Anyway, better get on board right away to find our cabin on the steamer as we disembark on our new life together in America. But who is this dressed in the very latest fashionable 1904 Western fashions?
Ah, yes. This is my wife, actually.
Your what, sorry?
My what wife?
But I am your wife.
Actually, not, unfortunately. Sorry. owing to the American marriage laws.
Right. I think I have to go away for a moment behind this Japanese screen made of rice pudding. Right. Will you hold our baby whilst I do so, little Trouble?
Certainly. Yeah. Sorry if I trifled with your affections in a thoughtless and heartless manner. To me, it was just a bit of fun.
Really?
I did not think you would feel so strongly.
Yes, well, I did.
I will always be haunted by your soft, reproachful eyes.
Thanks. Anyway, better be going then. Bye, Pinky. Goodbye, little Trouble.
But where are you going, Mother?
Give me one more hug, my little Trouble.
Right-ho.
There. That's enough hugging now. Go to the officer and the nice lady, please. She will look after you and take you across the great ocean.
But where will you go, Mother?
Across the other great ocean.
Right.
Right, just pull in the screen now.
Okay.
Cue. Well done, Frankie Zeffirelli! Well done, Frankie!
Thank you very much, Director of the Royal Opera House.
This is a huge hit and will run and run. Phew, this production has single-handedly saved the whole of London, the Opera House and the London Transport Museum.
Thank you very much indeed.
So, what will you be doing now, Frankie?
I'm going to make a world-famous film in Los Angeles.
Congratulations! Frankie goes to Hollywood.
That's right. Then back to my lovely Roman villa in Naples for a well-earned rest.
Good idea. Yes, come in, please.
Excuse me?
Yes, who are you, please?
I'm the humble dresser who done the emergency curtains for Dame Kiri.
Yes, and your point being...
I just want to say I was really proud to be part of it.
Right, yes, very good, thank you. Actually, could you not actually talk to us, please? Because we're very important hobnobs in the operatic world. Oh, and by the way, don't bother coming in next week because we're having to make huge job cuts owing to the overspending on the elephants. and yours is one of them.
But
goodbye. Frankie, they're still clapping.
Yes, I did it. I did it. And it's all thanks to me.
Oh, Signor Puccini, you've done it. You've done it. Look at them. They're going mad out there. Here we are at the side of the stage, or on the wings, as they say, watching the whole audience cheering and cheering like nobody's business. The whole of Rome, and in particular, Italy is at your feet. You've turned it around all because of your inner soul searching.
Yes.
So, let's go celebrate down Caesar's Palace and dance the night away.
Actually, you go ahead, Mrs. Puccini. I'll be there in a moment.
Righto, my darling. Catch you later.
Well,
Look at this big empty auditorium. Hard to think they were singing my new hit opera, Madam Butterfly, on this very stage, but moments ago.
Come along now. Closing up, please, now.
Righto.
But who is that behind the screen? Hello.
Tis I, Madame Butterfly, the character you just done.
Hello, Madame Butterfly.
Hello, Signor Puccini.
Hello.
Hello. I just want to say...
Yes?
Thank you for giving me a true human heart from your own human feelings of your being. The song of your soul will sing on through the ages.
Will it?
Yes. And whom, doom, whom ever sings me now? If they get it right, we'll feel my true heart beating within them.
Right.
Come along now. Closing up, please. Hurry up, please. All good homes to go to.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Madama Butterfly.
That was The Arts and How They Was Done. Conceived, written and presented by the National Theatre of Brent. Patrick Barlow, who played Desmond Olivier Dingle, John Ram, who played Raymond Fox, and Martin Duncan, who directed. The Arts and How They Was Done was produced by Liz Anstey and was a Celador production for BBC Radio 4. Next week, the complete history of world theatre in 28 minutes.